Supreme Reading 1 Chapter 1 Moon Exploration 2 Reading Read the passage and record your time in the space provided. Some rocks from the moon fall to the earth. Astronauts brought others back with them when they went to the moon. These rocks teach us a lot about the history of the moon. We are now quite sure that the moon was once a part of the Earth. We believe that another planet hit the Earth billions of years ago and a piece of the Earth broke off, forming the moon. So in a way, the Earth and the moon share the same history. We know that there is no water on the moon except possibly in the form of ice at the poles, and there is no life. On the moon, there is no rain, there are no seas, and there are no plants and animals constantly changing the surface. So when we study the moon, it gives us an idea of what the Earth was like 4 billion years ago. However, some people think that the most important lesson we learned from our visits to the moon is that we saw the Earth from far away. We saw how small the Earth is in space, and that it is the only planet with life on it. We realized that we need to look after it. 4. Summary Listening. Listen and write one word in each gap. When we bring rocks back from the moon, we can learn a lot from them. We know that the moon was once a part of the Earth, and we think that, billions of years ago, another planet hit the Earth, forming the moon. There is no water or life on the moon, and it doesn't rain, so the surface doesn't change the way it does on Earth. Some people think that when we saw that our planet was so small, and that there was no life anywhere else, it helped us realize that we need to look after the Earth.